Morning, everyone. We covered Mechirat Chametz last time, even though the plan was to cover something else, but Baruch Hashem came up, the Shaila came up, and we discussed Mechirat Chametz. Getting back into Simon Tav Lamed Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch talks about the Indian of Bedikat Chametz. Now, if you remember, we mentioned that there are three things that a person needs to do the three processes that are done to get rid of chametz. One is the main thing that the Torah, or the minimum that the Torah requires, is that a person at least would decide in his heart that the chametz is of no value to him, no purpose to him, no value to him. It's mamash batel, has nothing. Now, since chachamim were afraid that although a person might say it, but he might not really believe it inside his heart. Inside his heart, that chametz has no value. I mentioned what happens if his wife had given him a nice cake for his birthday and he forgot to eat it, and if he feels that his wife found out that that he made that chametz worthless, she's going to be very upset. So he might want to keep that chametz in his mind. Therefore, Chachamim came along and they said that it's not enough to be mevatel it in your mind. You should go ahead, look for chametz. That's called bedikat chametz. Look for chametz. And after you find it, you mevatel the chametz. You burn the chametz. You destroy the chametz. And once you do that, in case there might be some chametz left over that you didn't find, you should be mevatel it too. So we do two things, which is three. We look for the chametz and burn it, that's one. And we are mevatel the chametz. We declare that the chametz has no value to us. So bedikat chametz, biur chametz, and bitul chametz. Bedikat chametz is when you look for the chametz, biur chametz is when you destroy it, and bitul chametz is when you make it completely worthless in your mind. Now the bracha, we mentioned the bracha that you make is the bracha on biur chametz, because on the bitul chametz, of being mevatelet in your mind, there is no activity that's done. It's something that happens in the mind, and something that happens in the mind, we do not make a bracha. The brachas are made on the actions. And since being mevatel chametz, there is no really action that's done, it's something that happens in your mind, you don't make a bracha on that. The bracha on the bedikat chametz is also not done. We don't make a bracha al bedikat chametz, because bedika is not the end, it's the means to get to the end, which means that you have to look for the chametz to destroy it, to burn it, to get rid of it. So therefore, even though we make the bracha at the time that we start looking for the chametz, the bracha, the lashon of the bracha, is al biur chametz, on destroying the chametz, because that's the final end of that activity. The bracha is done right before we start doing bedikat chametz. It's normally when you want to eat something, you make a bracha, borei peri haetz, on an apple, and you take a bite. You're not allowed to speak between making a bracha and taking a bite, because it's a hefsek. But once you took one bite, you're allowed to speak. There is no restrictions regarding not speaking after you made a bracha on something. You make a bracha, and then you start to eat, then you could talk. No problem. Shulchan Aruch says the Gabi Hilchot Shechita, that if a person has a few birds in front of him to shecht, he made a bracha on one, it's a machloket rishonim, whether he can speak after shechting the first one. The Rishonim who say that, and therefore Shulchan Aruch says you should not speak between the first bird and the second bird and the third bird and so on and so forth. Why? Because since the bracha goes on each action, so there should not be a hefsek between the bracha you made on the first bird that goes on the first bird, and between that bracha and the second bird, and between that bracha and the third bird, and between the bracha and the fourth bird. So therefore, lechatechila, a person should avoid speaking between the bracha of the shechita and the shechita of the consecutive birds, even though he already shechted one. And after you shecht one, lichora, everything is fine. You already, bracha is already chal. It's like you took one bite of the apple. But there are poskim who say that the bracha goes on the second one too, separately. On the third one too, separately. Therefore, you should not speak between the bracha and bedikat chametz.
The same situation is that tevila, yeah? When you have some dishes, you want to do tevila, okay? You say bracha kelim, okay?
Right.
And you start to dip one.
Yes.
And what's going to happen to the rest of it?
You cannot talk
between one dish to the other dish, is it?
100%. It will be the same halacha will be for tevilat kelim. In other words, you can't say, well, once I dip the first one, now I could talk, now I could shmooze. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Nah, you saw about that corner, nah. Right, yeah, you saw about that corner, if it hasn't spoken. No. The bracha is not chal yet. It's not a hefsek. He was his osek to davar. It's not a problem. برخه هنوز چیز نشد.
اگر راجب کلمه که دستان داره میزنه تو آب راجب کلمه اوکی دیکی هم بیاره.
اوکی very good point. Anytime we say you should not speak, speaking means, or speaking is a problem, speaking means that any unrelated speech, if what you say is related to the activity, is not a problem, because that's not considered hefsek. Right? Gemara says not only that, if between the bracha and the mitzvah, or between the bracha and eating something, you say a word that's related to eating, for example, the Gemara says, after a person made hamotzi, he says, hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. He remembers, oh, you know what? We have some animals. And the halacha is that you have to feed your animals before you eat yourself. Right? So he made a bracha, hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, then he said, oh, go give some food to the animals. And then he takes a piece of bread and put it in his mouth. He's not hefsek. Why? Because even though he wasn't talking about his own eating, but since the topic that he spoke about is something that has to do with his eating, without giving his animal food first, he won't be able to eat. So therefore, that's not considered a hefsek. A person says, he made hamotzi, oh, there's no salt. Would you get the salt, please? He said it. Right, no problem. But still, he is not allowed to do a lechatechila. Bediavad is not a problem. Lechatechila, even the related speech, you can't say. You want salt? You can go So they'll get it and go and get it. So, but any time the speech is unrelated, will be a hefsek. Shulchan Aruch says when it comes to bedikat chametz, the yizahir. Person should be careful. Shelo yedaber ben haberacha letechilat habedika. A person should be careful not to speak between the bracha and start of the bedika. Which means, as soon as you said, Asher Kachom Shalom Sivanu, al biur chametz, you can't speak. You get down to look for something. As soon as you looked on the ground, one area, one little area, oh, there's no chametz there. Right? Okay, now, Shulchan Aruch says, up until here, you should be careful not to speak. Mashma afterwards, you're allowed to speak. Shulchan Aruch continues, V'tov, shelo yedaber bedevarim acherim. But it's good, it's a good idea. Not to say anything that is unrelated. At sheyigmor kol habedika, till he finishes the whole bedika. In order to pay attention to whatever, you know, to your bedikat chametz. So if he's going to start schmoozing with somebody, you know, he's not going to pay attention. He might not do a good job. So mashma from the Shulchan Aruch, once the bracha is said and you started doing bedika, there is no isur in speaking. You should not speak so you won't get distracted. But if it wouldn't be for the distraction, no problem.
Even the berchol is saying.
Even the berchol. Anything. He says you should not speak. Okay.
why can't, in order to solve this problem, why don't you say the bracha after?
Very good.
Say it before. And the same with the kelim. Why do we, like, we're not holding anything, we're not eating anything, but why not say it when you're finished?
You're right. Very good point. Gemara says that Chachamim generally made the takana that the bracha has to be said over la'asiyata, before you do the mitzvah. That's how Chachamim established the brachot of the mitzvah. There are a couple of mitzvot that Chachamim made an exception because it was not possible otherwise. For example, you have a goy who wants to become a Jew. And the last step of becoming a Jew, after they did Berit Milah and all that, is that he has to go to the mikveh. Right? So the mikveh needs a bracha. The mikveh is a mitzvah to do it. It's a bracha. So when the goy goes to the mikveh to become a Jew, as long as he hasn't dipped yet, he's still a goy. He can't make a bracha. There is no tzivanu. He's a goy. There is no tzivui. There is no commandment. So he goes under the water. He dips. He comes up. Now he's a Jew. Now he makes a bracha. Asher k'dushanu v'tzivanu ala tevila.
The
mitzvah
bracha.
Who?
The men, when they go to the mikveh, they don't say bracha.
Men, no, because they don't have a chiyuv. Nowadays, the mikveh that we go to is not a chiyuv. It's an inyan to go.
So why did they get us to say?
Because they have a chiyuv. They have a mitzvah. Be'ezrat Hashem, when Beit HaMikdash is built, you're also going to make a bracha. You know, when you want to eat kachim, before you eat, a person brings korban shelamim, right? He has to eat a part of that kachim. Korban Pesach is coming up. Before a person wants to eat his Korban Pesach, he is Tameh because he became Baal Kheri or he lived with his wife or whatever it was. And he has to go to the mikveh. He will make a bracha. Asher k'dushanu v'tzivanu ala tevila. Ala tevila. Why? Because I have to go to Tevila to be able to eat my kachim. So that becomes a mitzvah.
So because the mitzvah, then the man goes Friday for the
bed. That's correct. It's not a mitzvah. It's a kavod Shabbat. It's definitely a good inyan. It's not a tzivui that a person is obligated to do that. So there, though, when a person wants to eat his kachim, he has to korban Pesach, he has to go to do tevila. We'll make a bracha on that. So the goy, when he becomes a Jew, makes a bracha on the tevila after he goes to the mikveh. So that's an exception that Chachamim put. Because of that, Ben Ish Chai says, or the Rama says, because of that, once you made a bracha on the tevila, Chachamim made it after dipping. So they made it universal for all the mikvahs. So even ladies who go to the mikveh and they could make a bracha beforehand, Asher k'dushanu v'tzivanu v'tzivanu ala tevila, there is no restrictions on making that bracha, they do not make it till after they dip.
And the same with men.
Same thing would be with men. Why? All of it because that goy who wants to become a Jew, the ger, Chachamim had to make an exception for him. So therefore, that exception became universal on Tevila. That's a machloket Maran and the Rama. Wow. The Rama holds everyone should make a bracha on Tevila after they dip. Shulchan Aruch says, no, only a ger would do that. Everybody else could make a bracha before they dip. Or they should make a bracha before they dip. That is where the machloket is. But generally, every mitzvah, before we make a bracha. So, the question is like this. Shulchan Aruch writes by Shechita that you're not allowed to speak between Shechita of one bird and the other. Why can't you speak? Because the bracha goes on every bird. And seen even though you already shechted one. But that's irrelevant because the second one needs the first bracha. So you can't speak between the bracha and the Shechita of the second one. You also can't speak between the bracha and the Shechita of the third one. So therefore don't speak. Over here, Shulchan Aruch says that once you start Bedikat Chametz, so now you could speak. It's better not to because you get distracted, but you can speak. Do you see any difference between Bedikat Chametz and Shechita?
Yeah, bracha is not for that mitzvah.
Well, the bracha goes on the activity of Bedikah.
Betika is for whole.
What do you mean by the master?
You did myself searching, you know. They put you to the, so the bracha was chal on what you
said. On the first action. Yeah. Okay, so the shechita also, as soon as I shechted the bird, the bracha is chal on the first shechita.
The second chicken needs the bracha.
Here also, the second part of the house needs a bracha. It's a bedika. Bedika at one room, bedika at another room, bedika at a third room.
One thing doesn't go on the actual bedika.
So why are we making it now? Chachamim were mechayev us to look for the chametz and destroy it. So the mitzvah starts from when you start to look till when you destroy. Right? So that Chachamim did not, we're not mechayev you not to speak between looking and destroying. That's already too far. But searching, I only did one little search. I still am mechuyav to search the rest of the house.
Once you did it, you did it.
Huh? Right. So, from the Shulchan Aruch and the acronym is Mashma, that it's not so by Bedikat Chametz. Bedikat Chametz is considered one chiyuv, one obligation. Right? One obligation means that when I have different vessels to make a bracha on, to do Tevilat Keli, I have different chickens that I want to shecht. Each activity is a separate activity. If I shechted the first chicken, do I need to shecht the second chicken? No. If I dip the first dish, do I need to dip the second dish? No, if I decide not to use it, I don't have to dip it. I don't need to do it. I don't need to do shechita either. If I do the first shechita, I don't have to do the second shechita. Bedikat chametz, once I start doing the bedika, I'm obligated already to do the whole bedika. So that obligation, that one chiyuv obligation of doing bedika in every place that I have, becomes one umbrella of chiyuv, and therefore, as soon as I started the mitzvah, right, it's as if the whole mitzvah is covered with the bracha that I said. Since it's one obligation, one chiyuv, I have to do bedikat chametz in every part of the house. So it doesn't matter if I just did bedikah on that part. The rest of it is connected to that part too. Just like when I make a bracha on an apple, it's not exact analogy, but just for us. Once I make a bracha on an apple, the bracha goes on the whole apple, because I'm going to eat the whole apple. Here also, since I'm going to do bedikat chametz, I have to do bedikat chametz. In the whole house, the bracha automatically goes on all of it in one shot.
Apple is just one piece. Is it one subject? Huh? When you say bracha on apple, as soon as you bite it, I mean, you call for the entire apple, because this is just one piece. And then, for example, you say bracha in one piece of grape. Okay, you chew it, you bite it, then you bite it the second.
Right.
So what's the difference? Apple is just one object. But the bedikah in the house, you have to go and find one of them under your fireplace.
It's one obligation. Huh? One obligation. It is one obligation. Shechita of birds, each one is individual.
A piece of bread.
It doesn't matter, different pieces. It's one obligation. That's exactly the difference. When you have 10 pieces of bread, it's one obligation to collect all 10. You can't say, I could decide. After finding 4 of them, I could decide not to do it. You can't decide. It's all one obligation. Whereas the bird, each bird, it's its own or decision. Do I want to shech the second bird? Do I want to shech the third bird? Do I want to shech the fourth bird or not? So since each one of them becomes an individual obligation or decision, so each one is different than the other one. Each one needs its own bracha. Whereas bedikat chametz in the house, right, even if it's more than one house, if I have 3 houses, it's all one chiyuv bedikat chametz. So I could make a bracha in this house and go over to the other house and make a bracha. I'm sorry, make a bracha in this house and do bedikah in this house. Then go to the other house and do bedikat chametz without making a new bracha. And go to my car or another house, do bedikat chametz without making a bracha. Right, unless you're really going from one side of town to the other, which is really a big gap. But let's say next door house or two houses down. Not a problem. So it's one obligation, one chiyuv. Therefore, the bracha goes on the whole thing. Rav Ovadia still says in Chazon Ovadia that since there are achronim, even the Shulchan Aruch clearly says not like that. Since there are some achronim who say that bedika would be the same as shechita, because each part is its own chiyuv, so therefore you should not talk. In other words, that makes a big nafkamino. Generally, According to those poskim, if you speak, you have to make a new bracha, even though it's safek brachot. We don't do that. But Rav Ovadia says, don't put yourself in a matzav of safek brachot. So that means from the moment that a person starts to do bedikat chametz, he's obligated not to speak till he's done the whole bedikat chametz. So that's the chumrah that Rav Ovadia comes up with. It's not the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't say that.
I have a side one question. Those 10 pieces of bread that your kids hide or somebody hides in your house, what if you can't find it and they don't tell you where it is? Can you tell them just go back and bring it to me at the end? Or can you make a game with them? Like, if I'm getting close to it, tap harder or tap the... Okay, I'm tired, just bring it back to me. Whatever piece is left over.
By
the way, sometimes you can't find it.
Right. So the answer to your question is, nowadays, yes, you could do that. In reality, you could not have done that. Okay? But let me explain what that means. The reason that they hide 10 pieces of bread is to make sure that you would do a good job doing bedikat chametz. Because generally, what would people do? People clean up their houses, right? And they say, what chametz? There's no chametz. Obviously there's no chametz. We just clean everything up. So when they want to do bedikat chametz, what do? Good. Next room. Well, as soon as I find the one that they hid here, okay, I'm Yota Zayin over here. I only searched, half of the room. I found it. Good. Let's go next room. That's how people do it. Right? The problem is, that is not why you hide it. You hide it to force the one who does bedikat chametz to do a good job, to really look for it. Now, nowadays, the emet is that we do such a good job, or the wives do such a good job cleaning, that they ask Rabbi Heinemann, how do you do bedikat chametz? Right? He says like this. You just look.
Just do the mitzvah.
Right? Because they do such a good job, clean job. You just, give a look. So they asked his son, how long does it take for your father to do bedikat chametz? Right? He said, usually, till before midnight, a few hours. Why? He gets on hands and knees and he goes all the way from corner to corner to corner to corner, because that's the takanat chachamim. So the ikar mitzvah bedikat chametz is to really look everywhere for the chametz. Sometimes people don't have time. They might do it superficially. That's why they hide those pieces to force you to do it.
Just
so,
in the house.
Huh?
What's the issue? Yeah. There's one
person
living
there. There's no chiyuv to put 10 pieces. It's a minhag to put 10 pieces. Yeah, he doesn't even have to put it. He could just go look around to see,
if he doesn't have to put it.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, you could ask his neighbor to put it, but he has nobody to do it, right? He could do it himself. Take a few pieces, close your eyes, and just throw them all over, right? And then start looking for them. If you want to be mekayim deinya. But nowadays it is true that, once they do such a beautiful job, if the child went and hid it, such as, a difficult place, and you can't find it, you can tell them, listen, do me a favor. Bring it over.
You can make a game out of that, right?
You can make a game out of that, too. Right. But you gotta make sure the game shouldn't be that you don't look for anything else. You only look for that. You're looking for everything, and if you find that, you found it. One more Nakuda before we end, is that's why they say, that's why this. What happens if a person really can't find it? The kids forgot. I tell my kids when they do it, when they hide it, they should have a piece of paper and make a note where they put it. You never know. One of them is missing. So what happens if a person missed it really and they can't figure out where he went? So the halacha is it's fine. That's what they say, that you should, the pieces of bread or whatever it is that you put around should be smaller than a kazait. If it's smaller than a kazait, then if you ended up not being able to find it, it's okay, because it's such an insignificant amount that when you do bitul, call chamira deikah birshuti, you say that should be batel, so obviously that thing becomes batel and has no value. Okay, so what we came out today is that a person should do his best that after he makes the bracha, even after he starts doing bedikat chametz, he should not speak. Things that are related to the bedikah, if you need to speak, you could speak. But things that are unrelated, you should not speak as much as possible. If you ended up speaking, you do not need to make a new bracha. Now, and going from one place to another, or going from your house to your car, also you do not need to make a new bracha, or from your house to your business, vice versa. If it's close by, you do not need to make a bracha a new bracha. So with one bracha, you could go and do it. Another thing that we do, if sometimes becomes tedious for the father to do bidikat chametz all over the house, especially if you have big house or crowded house, we get the kids who are older than bar mitzvah to share. The father makes a bracha, and everybody else listens to the bracha, and each one will go with a candle or flashlight to their own room or designated area. They do bidikat chametz there. This way it would not become too difficult on one person, and they would do a good job on bidikat chametz. If the Balabai does the bidikah himself, he should make the brach. Right. But if he's not going to do bidikat chametz at all, he's out of the house, or he can't. He's an older person just sitting there. The one who does the bidikah, that's the brach.